The nexus of biology and computing. The nexus of biology and computing is an important concept. The central issue is that traditional computing methodologies are no longer working as well in the shrinking size and increasing complexity of the environments in which we must now compute, and biological solutions can help. In summary, there are 7 principles for future advances in computational methodologies. First, that biological and other parallel processes are critical to expand computation technology. Second, that modular, simple, and ubiquitous architecture is the most effective structure. Third, that goals in a complex environment are best when broadly defined. Fourth, that information can be modulated with attributes such as importance, relevance, and accuracy. Fifth, that predictive and probabilistic models should be more broadly applied. Sixth, that less obtrusive computing can be more effective. And seventh, multidisciplinarity, that cross-field collaboration is required to tackle some of the outstanding questions in science. Approaches to computation. The traditional von Neumann methodology, a long line of instructions, is not working as well in today's complex computing environments. There are many other approaches, for example from biology, that have the characteristics of looking almost fractally at multiple levels, the cellular, tissue and organ, and systems levels, a holistic view of multiple actors and multiple influences operating in concert. The traditional computing industry is scrambling for new approaches and has seen some success in semiconductors with dual-core and multi-core processors. Intel's 45-nanometer chip Penryn, announced to be shipping in the second half of 2007, required the biggest changes in chip making in 40 years, and getting down to 32 nanometers, the next node, will be even more challenging. DNA computing is fashioning a problem in wet tissue and testing many or all possible solutions also fashioned in wet tissue simultaneously to see which ones fit best, which greatly expands one-to-many and many-to-many computation. Quantum computing is similar, also expanding the use of computational resources, but can only be used in specific situations. DNA and quantum computing are both massively combinatoric, which is good for looking at NP-complete problems like the traveling salesman. Genetic computing, or evolutionary algorithms, is another biological approach which allows the simultaneous generation and testing of multiple solutions. EvoDevo, evolution development, is a relatively new area attracting a lot of attention, an approach mixing the bottom-up emergence from biology with the top-down of engineering design. These ideas together suggest that biological and other techniques of parallelism will be required to get to the next level of computational results. Architecture. Biology has 4 ideas regarding architecture. First, conservation or reuse. That many things, genes, proteins, cyclic AMP, the regulatory protein Krebs, are all conserved, all equal, across simple and complex organisms, within organisms, and across the evolutionary cycle of time. Second, structure. That the overall governing structure can be loose and administrative, allowing diverse forms to occur within it. Third, that redundancy is important and can exist in both architecture and process. For example, there are many ways for humans to remember or computers to store information. There are many ways for humans to learn. Fourth, solutions that take into account an environment with massively distributed individual agents, like the 1,200 synaptic terminals that are on each sensory neuron. This is similar to massively distributed computing environments. These biological principles of reuse, flexible architecture, redundancy in architecture and process, and a massively distributed environment suggest that loose, reusable, modular, simple architectures may be optimum for complex situations. Goals. Biology has a nonlinear approach to goals. Comparing the 2 types of goals, there is the more systemic, holistic, biological goal set, versus the traditional singular goal. The holistic systemic goal seeks clusters of functionality, groupings of capabilities and knowledge, many answers, versus the traditional model, which has one precise goal or outcome. It is a loose process versus a tightly coupled process. It is a service paradigm, like that increasingly emerging in software, versus a task paradigm. A focus on obtaining useful information versus a mutually exclusive focus on finding one right answer. As an example of the linear and then the holistic approach, the author Nassim Taleb references the National Cancer Institute's brute force testing of 130,000 compounds in search of a cure for cancer, which was completely unsuccessful. What did work was the observation of an unintended side effect of mustard gas, which eventually led to the cancer treatments we have today. Many medical breakthroughs were accidental discoveries, such as penicillin, Viagra, and macular degeneration treatments. The idea is to have an open frame for generating and noticing generally useful information and to use broadly defined goals in complex environments. Modulation mechanisms. The body has many modulation mechanisms. The long and short-term memory is an implemented evaluation of the importance of information, and the body does this automatically. A better job of this could be done in computing, modulating information with attributes such as relevance, importance, accuracy, and other values, probably with fairly simple algorithms like the body uses, time-based or repetition-based mechanisms. In fact, the internet, Web 2.0, is already an amazing example of this. There is information modulated with relevance and importance, both generally and personally. Extending these concepts into Scientific Research 2.0, there could be Dig for PubMed, there could be RSS feeds to subscribe to colleague reading lists and comment streams, there could be a collaborative research paper, annotation and commenting wiki, a better way to stay current with research literature. Information could be more compressed, useful, and valuable by becoming increasingly modulated with attributes. Prediction mechanisms. Prediction is a strong biological and computational mechanism. Human experiments have shown the ability to predict behavior by monitoring the electrical activity in the brain, and the prediction trend has also been growing in computing. There has been an explosion in the last 25 years in the number of predictive, probabilistic, Bayesian statistical models in both publications and patent applications. In fact, at the annual summer conference of ACL, the Association for Computational Linguistics, over 55% of the papers presented now contain these types of models. Google has just recently won again a natural language processing competition using their simple statistical algorithms versus the traditional more formalized methods. Another example of a predictive model in action is that of Jeff Hawkins' company Numenta, trying to simulate vision with a multi-layer hierarchical system where the higher levels predict information as input comes in from lower sensory levels. Three factors have allowed statistical models to flourish: the expansion of computing capability, an appropriately sizable corpus of test data, the internet, and other bodies of data, and the ability to abstract out information from the data. Computing should seek to harness prediction more completely through a wider application of probabilistic models. Unconscious processing. The brain is so amazing that most of what it does processing-wise is unconscious to us. In computing, some processing is unconscious to us, such as embedded AI systems, virus scans, software updates, and AJAX web pages. However, most processing is still quite obvious, as when we start up and shut down machines, enter and exit applications, and experience memory limits, processing limits, battery limits, and limited connectivity. So when more computing aspects become less obtrusive, with an all-flash memory machine, linguistic user interfaces, ubiquitous sensor-based computing and connectivity, wearables, augmented reality, pen computing, and other onboard electronics, then the computing platform will be more powerful. There should be a bigger focus on less obtrusive computing. Multidisciplinarity. Biological multidisciplinarity is being seen in several ways, including a relatively new field called systems biology, a program which is now being offered at many universities to undergraduates. Systems biology is a focused unification of the natural sciences and quantitative methods with an overall systemic perspective gained by looking at interactions between areas. Part of what systems biology has done is point up the overlap and need for consistency and standardization across disciplines. For example, eigenvalue analysis exists in at least three different fields, called different names with different mathematical notation, but fundamentally doing the same thing. One example of a current multidisciplinary project is E.O. Wilson's Encyclopedia of Life, a project cataloging genetically and otherwise the 90% of species about which nothing is known, working together with technology partners like Google. Greater integration of adjacent science areas into their own disciplines and general multi-area knowledge can be helpful in finding solutions. In summary, there are seven principles that suggest future advances in computational methodologies. First, that biological and other parallel and creative approaches to computing are required to move to the next level. Second, that modular, simple, and ubiquitous architecture is required in terms of how we organize structure. Third, that broadly defined goals are most useful in complex environments. Fourth, that information should be increasingly modulated with attributes such as importance, relevance, and accuracy. Fifth, that there should be a broader use of predictive models. Sixth, that less obtrusive computing can be more effective. Seventh, that the multidisciplinarity of integrating adjacent fields should be a standard approach to complex challenges. These slides are open source and available on my website, melanieswan.com/presentations, the nexus of biology and computing. Thank you.